Many agree that the state of Ohio has reached a boiling point where the fate of coal, renewable energy, and the regulatory framework itself must be decided. Businesses and energy companies think so.
It's not on the front page. It's not stuff that people immediately understand. It's geeky stuff.
Quite frankly, I think we're at a crossroads.
Environmentalists think so.
We're at an incredibly critical transition point.
And legislators think so.
We're at a point where all of those major issues remain undecided.
AEP and First Energy had plans to keep their struggling coal plants afloat by adding an extra charge to customers' electric bills, but that was essentially struck down by federal regulators. First Energy is trying to find a new way to fund the plants, while AEP has suggested selling off all of its coal plants or try to go back to a regulated industry. Dan Sawmiller with the Sierra Club's Ohio chapter says, whatever happens, the end of coal is near.
I think in terms of the final blow, you've sort of seen it. The market is sending a signal that coal is on its way out.
Sawmiller supports a plan from AEP to develop a large solar farm that could create many jobs to replace the ones lost if coal plants shut down. His vision for Ohio's energy future includes a whole new way of distributing power, which he says would lower electric bills.
So instead of big plants that move power over long lines, we want smaller plants that are clean that deliver the power directly to the customers.
Todd Snitchler represents the Alliance for Energy Choice, a coalition of energy suppliers. His argument for lower energy costs is to truly deregulate utilities. Right now, AEP, First Energy, and Dayton Power and Light each have two companies. One side makes the power, and the other sends it to homes and businesses. Although they're two separate companies, they have the same shareholders and the same CEOs.
The easier thing to do might be to pull the Band-Aid the rest of the way off and force separation of generation from wires.
Snitchler, the former head of utilities regulation in Ohio, says this will spur better competition and more investment among the suppliers. Meanwhile, a business advocate who's been involved with utility regulation since the early 70s says there's a much larger problem that needs to be addressed: volatility. Sam Randazzo says companies make huge investments into power plants in hopes of seeing a return of that investment in about 40 years. But the wholesale market can only forecast prices 3 years into the future.
Well, that tends to force people to focus on making investments that may not be the best over the long haul, but are rational if we're only considering a 3-year period.
Also looming in Ohio are the green energy standards that require utilities to deliver a certain amount of renewable energy, and the federal Clean Power Plan that strives to reduce the amount of carbon emissions. Republican Senator Bill Seitz of Cincinnati opposes those standards, but says all these issues are so critical that he's calling for a meeting of the minds, where the governor and other top energy leaders sit in a room and get on the same page. There are so many possibilities for the future of energy in Ohio. Coal plants could begin to shut down or continue for another 15 years. Utilities could follow AEP's lead and decide to invest in more solar and wind. We could also see more independent energy producers come into the state to increase competition. And while experts can debate which options are the best, the only thing we know for sure is that any of these scenarios have the power to affect all the charges and fees that make up the bottom line on your monthly electric bill. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.